Okay, so some unbelievable stuff over here. The going continues in Perek Vav Vav. So he says, Masha Adam Medaktik Bilimudoi, first of all, Moyo Utikun Hamidoit Vahamaisin Toiv. So he says, first of all, like this, a person could think that the main thing that's going to help your midas is like the Mesilas Yesharim says, the main thing which will help your midas is time. It's time. You need time to think. You need time to be mizboinein, to think about what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? How can I make myself better? So one may think, look, I get it that if I'm busy with work, then I won't be able to have time to improve on myself. What if I'm busy with learning all day? Also, I cannot concentrate. I'm just busy with Shorsha Naga Chesapara. You know, the guy stole. Does he owe the money? Does he not owe the money? So the Mesilas Yesharim tells us that's not true, because Torah itself cleans the person's neshama, and the Torah is maybe the Zahiris. The Torah attaches a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which automatically gives a person a more of awareness of what's going on. So the Goyin here says a similar thing. He says, Masha Ha'odom Medaktik Bilimudoi. The more a person goes into paying attention to what he learns, he doesn't just learn superficial. He learns and he's medaktik in the learning. Moyo Latikara Midas. That helps your Midas. Unbelievable. Now, why is that? I think it's Pashut. As a matter of fact, here I'm in Aventura Isles where I give a share Wednesday nights. And over here, we were learning Gemara 2 weeks ago. And one of the guys said he hadn't learned Gemara in a while. That particular person, he had come to the share, but he hadn't opened the Gemara. He learned in Yeshiva, whatever. But he said that it's amazing how when you learn Gemara, you become much more aware of everything you do. I'm like, why do you say that? Is because you see from the Gemara that every step requires analyzation. You know, does it fit with this? Does it fit with that? How does it work out with this? And a person gets everything serious. There's no just going with the flow, right? Everything is serious. Everything has a cheshbon. Everything counts for something. So that's a significant part of this. So he says the more a person gets into it, the more a person will be mitaken his midot. Now that I'm telling you that learning Torah is a primary part of your midos, see, if that's the case, a person who gets accustomed to learning as a child, the Yetzer Hara has a harder time grabbing hold of the guy if he already planted himself in learning when he was a child. Al ze amru, and this is what it says in the Gemara, chaverav ratzin acharav ve'in magiyin oisai. Now, the Goyin explains two Gemaras with this concept. So the Goyin is saying that you have a little bit of a head start if you start learning when you're a child. If you start learning at a young age, then the Kedusha of the Torah is already preceding the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara is not coming into like, you know, the Torah has the home court advantage now, right? So he's the question, who's the visiting team, right? So when you fill, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have that much power until the Bar Mitzvah type 8, when the child starts getting a little older. So if you've made the neshama of the child that the Torah is in the home court and the Torah already cleaned up the act a little. So now the Yetzer Hara has a harder time breaking in. So there's an interesting going. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Minah Milsa da Amar Rabbanan. What does it mean in the following? The Rabbanan have a statement that they say the following. Hashkim va'achol bakayetz. Wake up early and eat in the summer. Mipnei Chama, so you don't get too hot. And in the winter, because of the cold. And if you do that, people will say, Shitin Ruti Road, even if someone else runs 60 times faster than you, Leimotu legaver de mitzafer karech. They'll never catch up to someone who had a good breakfast. Now that's the statement of Chazal. So the Goyin says, do not take it literally, that whether you have good breakfast, then no one can run faster than you. That's not the point. The point of the Gemara is, the mitzafer karech means that he's been learning since he was a child. If the person's been filling his heart with Torah since he's a child, you can't compare that to somebody that comes in later, even if they run quickly. There's something about someone who's been learning as a child. Now, obviously, we know of many people in Gedolim who started learning at a later age and everything like that. Even, you know, Gedolim Mamish. But the bottom line is that there's a certain Kedusha that comes from a person who has been learning, from since he was a child. A certain type of a certain kedusha that the Goyin is describing over here, which is a Gemara Ksuva said as well. It says, you know, at the end of the day, he has a head start. Now, v'tzarech lechancham bi'aldusam lilmoid l'shem shamayim. So this is a very controversial Goyin in Chinuch, because the Goyin says here that the chinuch should be done l'shem shamayim. So part of the chinuch should be you're learning in order to do the mitzvah of Torah and to learn Torah. Now, we all know that our form of motivation makes learning far from l'shem shamayim, right? Whether it's it's like the you can't keep up with the prizes. The raffles and the tickets and the pizza and the sodas and the bicycles and the, you know, trips. So, you know, it's like you could get a shed full of toys that, you know, you're trying to, oh, what'd you win this? This was from my Sunday morning program. Oh, what about that? Oh, that was from my Tuesday afternoon staying late. Oh, and this is from Mishnayis Baal Peh. So
it's the rabbi's fault because they told us that we should bribe the kids. It's a very acceptable way to get them to the Torah learning. So
I was talking about poor Pesach at that time, wasn't I?
I know. In general, they always say it's okay to bribe the kids. Like, you don't feel bad. Yeah, Pesach for sure.
Right.
For sure, so Pesach with the candies. They all get cavities thanks to you.
Right. Pesach is a Mefurash Mishnah. You know.
All the Rabbanim say it's okay to do it like this. Like,
Now the Rabbanim are coming from the Rambam. The Rambam says that you have to give a child the opportunity to learn Shaloi L'shem Shemayim, because Mitoich Shaloi L'shma, Bal L'shma, so you get the kid accustomed to learning. Who cares what his motivation is? Not the point. Number one. Number two is, he says, look, adults also learn for candy. Bottom line, what's the candy?
We want bracha, we want parnasa, we want...
It's a different candy.
Kavod, COVID is an adult candy. The children don't get that.
Even forget kavod. Just we want the goodies that Hashem gives us for doing His will.
Not okay.
For doing Hashem's will, it's because we want the bracha that comes with it.
Right, that's not that bad. That's pretty.
There's levels. There's levels. Not like doing it for a bicycle, right. but
at the end of the day, telling a child that you're going to learn, if you learn good, you got a candy, and then you tell an older child, if you learn good, you got a trip, and then so. Now, who was it that just said, there was somebody here, I don't remember who it was, it was a visiting rabbi, it could be it was Chacham David Yosef, it could be it was someone else, there was somebody here that said that as children get older, what motivates them more than the candy is the covenant. In other words, it's the understanding that people are proud of them, or that they're the top of their class, or those things, the more refined forms of bribery. Okay, so the Goyin is saying that part of training the child is the concept of L'shem Shamayim. So in other words, you should tell the child, look, I'm giving you a candy, but really, you shouldn't need a candy.
Right? Tell him that this is not the real schar. This is just like a little, it's a little extra.
The schar is that you came to learn.
Right. But Like the kids who do the babysitting program on Shabbat, the girls, They're doing it to help the shul, and right. So happens they get something in return for it, but it's not the ikar.
No, it's the chesed, right? Exactly. So the al yashgiach al ha'oimrim ki hanar einoy tzarech l'zeh. Then do not pay attention to those people that hold that you do not need to train a child in l'shem shemaim. No, you do need to train a child in l'shem shemaim. Adirabo chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. Kikam kiyaskin lo yasar mimenu. This is what we've been saying this whole chapter, that part of chinuch is developing good habits in the child. And if you're not developing good habits, it's not good. So you're developing a bad habit in the child. You're telling them, learn to get something. And that, first of all, there's two reasons that's not good. It's not good because when you're older, you're supposed to learn lishma. That's number one. But there's another more fundamental reason why it's not good. It's also not good because later in life, you may not get something. It may actually be bad for you. It may turn out not the way you want it. And if you just get accustomed to saying, well, if I do a Yad Hashem, then I get what I want, what happens when you're not getting what you want? What happens when things don't turn out your way? You're not used to going against the flow. So sometimes you got to just tell the child, I don't care if you like it, this is what you do. You do it because you do it.
So at what age should we start breaking this in, or from young age?
So I've been saying from the beginning, we're going in order of the Sefer. The Sefer is not necessarily the accepted, principles in Chinuch nowadays. As a matter of fact, someone told me today that I should delete all the shiurim that I gave in this chapter because I could get sued for telling people to hit their children. So you make sure that after the shiurim are done, you delete all of them and they shouldn't go on the website.
It's a mitzvah to hit the kid.
So it's obviously not. Now, at what point should you start training them? I think you got to be careful because part of the going is saying the going. It's a balance. I think it was Rav Aaron Feldman actually who said this. The Rosh Hashiva in Baltimore. I think he was saying that it's a balance. You have to, our chinuch is. Oh yeah, it was Rabbi Galamidi. Rabbi Galmidi had asked that question. He asked that question in the question and answer session. Why are we so busy giving our children, incentives? Shouldn't we be training in L'shem Shemayim? So it's a very big balance. The Rambam says, but the Vilna Goyin says not. So that's the question. So I think that it's a balance. The Goyin is saying that it has to do with the habit. It has to do with the way the child's going to get accustomed to. It has to do with how the child's going to get accustomed to it. So therefore, I think it has to do with how the habit works. I think you do a little bit of both, like you were saying, Adam. You say I'm doing in between, and you say that I'm doing in between.
We're doing L'shem Shemaim, and the but this is not the ikar. This is not the reason we're doing it.
I'm very proud of you. I'm happy that you're doing it, and I'm going to show you that I'm happy. But you're not doing this. Is not what you're getting at.
Right. I think that's the message we have to drive home. Yeah.
I think so. I think it's important to develop that habit as well. Okay. And he brings the pasuk of chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. You should be chanoich lanar according to what you want him to be like when you're older. So the chinuch should be, the chinuch when he's a child, should be similar to what you want it to look like when he gets older. All right, so that's what he's teaching us. I think tomorrow we'll try to wrap up Perek Vav, okay? And then we'll start, further Zayin Ches. Once we get to Yud, is when he talks about the real interesting stuff about Tchias HaMesim and Gilgulim and all sorts of things. We'll get there.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
The chapter, remember, who was the Rabbi Eliezer Ben David?